veteran right-handed pitcher Bob Tewksbury announced his retirement yesterday. The 38-year-old Tewksbury spent the last 2 years with the Minnesota Twins after earlier stints with the Yankees, Cubs, Cardinals, Rangers, and Padres. He ends his career with a 110-win, 102-loss record and a 3.92 ERA. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays took a chance on five veteran off-injured pitchers yesterday. The team signed Bobby Witt, Norm Charlton, Steve Ontiveros, Steve Cook, and Mark Valdez to minor league contracts and invited them all to spring training except Valdez, who will start the year on the disabled list. From the NBA, the league and the Players Association have finally dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's on the new collective bargaining agreement, clearing the way for training camps to open earlier today. The abbreviated schedule for the 1999 season will be announced this afternoon. Look for a flurry of signings and trades immediately after camps open. Details of many deals have already been released, but with more than 200 free agents available, the next 2 weeks should be exciting. Free agent forward Antonio McDice has decided to return to the Denver Nuggets, the team that traded him some 15 months ago. McDice had earlier narrowed his choice to Denver or Phoenix. After saying that he would never play for the Utah Jazz again, forward Karl Malone had 66 million reasons to change his mind. The mailman has reportedly agreed to a 4-year contract extension with an average annual salary of $16.5 million. The deal calls for the maximum allowable $14 million salary in the first year and annual 12.5% raises. The Detroit Pistons have reportedly agreed to terms with free agent forwards Loy Vaught and Christian Laettner. Vaught will sign a 5-year, $23 million contract, while Laettner will get $18 million over 3 years. And it took only one day for Dennis Rodman to unretire. After first saying he was retired, then on Wednesday saying he was taking a 1-year sabbatical, Rodman said yesterday that he wants to play for a contender this year. Rodman said he would consider playing in New York, L.A., or Chicago. From NFL football, Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt revealed yesterday that he is suffering from prostate cancer. The cancer was detected in September, and Hunt said he has not undergone surgery, but has received treatment of several different varieties. He said he and his doctors are optimistic about the future, but gave no long-term prognosis. Hunt has owned the Chiefs throughout their 40-year history and is credited with coining the phrase Super Bowl. And as expected, the San Francisco 49ers resolved their year-long front office upheaval yesterday by naming former coach Bill Walsh as general manager and former UCLA coach Terry Donahue as director of player personnel. From the world of tennis, men's defending champion Peter Korda had an easier time of it in his second-round match this morning at the Australian Open. After overcoming an ankle sprain to win a five-set marathon on Tuesday, Korda dispatched Julian Alonso 6-3, 6-1, 6-1 to advance to the third round. Korda faced more opposition from the crowd, which heckled him several times about his positive test for steroids last year. On the women's side, number 10 Steffi Graf dropped the first set, but rallied to beat Barbara Schwartz 4-6, 6-1, 6-2 in her second-round match. And Russian teenager Anna Kournikova again saw her serve desert her. After dropping the first set to Miho Saki, number 12 Kournikova rallied to win the second and take a commanding 5-0 lead in the third. She then double-faulted away two match points and eventually won the third set 10-8. In all, she committed 31 double faults after committing 23 in her first-round match. On the major sports schedule tonight in the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders are in Pittsburgh to play the Penguins, and Philadelphia will host Washington. In other games, Ottawa travels to Boston, Detroit hosts Carolina, Florida is at the New York Rangers, Nashville will host Tampa Bay. In other games, Toronto is in St. Louis, Chicago will entertain Montreal, Calgary is at Colorado, Phoenix will host Anaheim, the New Jersey Devils are in L.A., and San Jose will entertain Edmonton. That's it from the world of sports for this afternoon. I'm Scott Springfield. Tune in tomorrow morning on the 8 o'clock news, and Gary will have more sports for you then. Have a great afternoon and evening, everyone.
It's time now for Stewart Sports Call, brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by your first choice in beer distributors, Spiegelman's Drive-Thru, the 99 Beer Store at 5 Clinton Street in Greenville, and by McDonald's.
Former Steeler linebacker Andy Russell tells a great story involving the team's first appearance in a Super Bowl. Prior to the start of Super Bowl IX, the Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings lined up for player introduction.
We're standing in an entryway with the Vikings. We came out of the same place in Rice Stadium, and, you know, Tulane Stadium in New Orleans, and the Vikings were standing right next to us. And right next to me were Carl Eller and Alan Page, and they both had their game faces on, looking very angry. And in front of me was Glenn Edwards, who was probably the smallest Steeler, but also probably the toughest Steeler pound for pound. And Glenn muscled his way in between Eller and Page and looked at him and said, "You dudes better buckle up."
Well, the Vikings did not buckle up, losing to the Steelers 16-6 in Super Bowl IX. Covering the Super Bowl tournament, I'm Bill DeFabio.
This edition of the Steelers Sports Call is brought to you Monday through Friday by McDonald's and your first choice in beer distributor, Spiegelman's Drive-Thru. Open 9 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Spiegelman's accept all major credit cards and it's located at 5 Quinton Street in Greenville.
You are listening to Kelly Stevens only on Variety 107-588-2221.
And this next song is going out to Doreen from Patrick. Here's Backstreet Boys with Everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Backstreet's back, all right.
When was the last time you got something absolutely free? Right now. All you had to do was turn it on, tune it in, and turn it up. Yeah, it's free for you because our advertisers help to pay to bring us to you. So next time you hear their ads, stop into their business, give them some of your business, and be sure to tell them you heard their ad on Variety 107 FM.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
You're listening to your all-request station, Variety 107 FM, WEXE, Greenville, Hermitage, Meadville.
Time now to head over to the dining hall at Teal College for tonight's Tomcat Talk Show with Chuck Garrett and Teal College head coach and athletic director Dave Armstrong. Tomcat Talk is brought to you tonight by Teal College, the Lutheran school with a tradition of excellence in education since 1866 on Variety 107 FM WEXC.
Good evening. evening and welcome to the cafeteria at Teal College. And contrary to popular belief, I am not Chuck Garrett. This is Scott Springfield, and we are back underway with Tomcat Talk after a hiatus over the semester break and the holidays. And we're here tonight to talk about wrestling. I have head coach Mark Venus, assistant coach John Reynolds, and I'm going to have what I'm told is a whole slew of Teal Tomcat wrestlers here coming in. And first off, I've got a couple of wrestlers here, but I want to run down the format, what we're going to do on the show tonight, and remind you that as soon as we are finished here, we're going to be cutting over to Greenville High School, where Bob Robbins and Kent Bell will bring you coverage of the Greenville and Reynolds wrestling match. So stay on Variety 107. We'll take you through Teal College Wrestling and then right over to Greenville High School for that big matchup. What I want to do tonight on the show is talk about the Tomcat season so far and how things are going as far as what preseason expectations might have been. Talk to Coach Venus about how things are going weight class by weight class, and also talk about the upcoming Teal Invitational, as well as the matches that remain left on the Teal schedule for the year. Don't forget, the Teal Invitational will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning with 11 teams in the field. And as usual, Teal, a powerhouse in the President's Athletic Conference, and the Teal Invitational, a big drawing card and a very, very popular event, and you won't want to miss it. So don't forget, at 9 a.m., they are going to line it up and kick it off at Teal College. And I have with me a couple of young men from Teal College. I have 157-pounder Dustin Wilkinson and heavyweight Brian Griffin. And which one of you guys would like to talk first? All right, Dustin's going to be first. Go ahead, throw on a headset. Nothing to be scared of. Won't bite, I promise you. Go ahead and put that mouthpiece right down there. Okay, all right. How you doing, Dustin?
Pretty good.
Good, good. How's the season so far?
No, not too bad so far.
How do you feel progress-wise? Are you where you thought you'd be at this time of the year?
Yeah, pretty much. The first quad meet, I went out there and I won two and I lost one against a kid I probably should have beat. And then the second tournament, I ended up taking second, and then last one I took first at, so I'm gradually doing better so far, I guess.
Okay, so you've got an 8-2 record thus far in the season.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're what year in school?
Sophomore.
Okay. And you went to high school here?
I went to Kerwinsville.
Kerwinsville, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dustin, as far as where you've wrestled so far this year, as far as who you've wrestled, and how does it compare? Do you have the tough part of your schedule out of the way, or is the toughest part coming up yet?
I don't know. Teal tournament should be pretty tough, too. I know I got a good kid I should meet up with in the finals. He hasn't lost a match yet this year. At the first tournament of the year, we was in the trophies. I wrestled the number one ranked kid in the nation, and I did pretty good against him. So.
Okay, who do you expect you're going to meet in the finals at the Invitational?
His last name is Sass. He's from Ohio Northern.
Okay. You wrestled him before?
No, I never wrestled him, but I seen him win the last two tournaments, so.
What do you do? You go through a long season like this, and wrestling, even though it's a team sport, it's individual, too, in that you're competing for team points, but unlike football and basketball and baseball and a lot of other team sports, you go out there and you're one-on-one with the other wrestler. What do you do? Physical conditioning obviously is of tremendous importance for wrestling. What do you do to condition yourself mentally? What do you do to stay at your peak mentally, knowing what you got to do out there against each individual wrestler?
I just try not to think about the match too much beforehand. I just like to kind of like a normal day and not get too nervous. And then whenever I go out, just go after them, be aggressive.
Do you have an idea before you go out what you want to do? I mean, I know the teams have game plans of things that they want to do, and of course, when you go out there and start scrapping with somebody else, you don't know what's going to happen, but do you look for a weakness, or if you've wrestled the kid before, do you kind of know how you're going to approach him?
Some people do. I just pretty much, I go out the same plan every time. I just like going after him, being aggressive and stuff like that.
Being aggressive and trying to establish yourself and get ahead. And let him know that he's got a tough time ahead of him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What's your major here at Teal?
Conservation biology. All right. But why Teal? Why Teal College?
Well, it's, well, first, it's probably about one of the only colleges in Pennsylvania that have my major that I liked. So I come up here for that, really.
Okay, and you pretty much, with the schools, the way it is, the size that it is, yeah, you find that's an advantage?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's got a good job placement rate and highly recommended and stuff. Everybody said it was a good school, so.
Okay. Why don't you pass that headset over to Brian? Thank you very much. Go ahead and grab yourself something to eat. It's probably dinner time.
All right.
Thanks, Dustin. That was Dustin Wilkinson, 157-pounder here at Teal College. And we're going to pass the mic over to heavyweight Brian Griffin. How you doing, Brian?
Okay.
Good. We got you. A little bit different than football season, huh?
Yeah, the condition's a lot harder. You got to be in your top physical peak, and I'm not there, so it's kind of hard for me to go out there and wrestle 6 minutes. Yeah.
Did you get kind of a late start because of football season, or did this kind of just swing you into football season?
It just kind of swung in. I took a week off before I wrestled. I didn't wrestle my first year here. I took a year off. I was kind of burned out from it, so I thought I needed a year off, and then halfway through I was getting pumped up for it, so decided to come out for wrestling this year.
You're from Mercer County, is that right?
Yes, sir. Sharon.
Sharon, that's what I thought. Okay. How'd you come out of football season physically?
A lot overweight. I was probably 325, and they raised the weight limit 10 pounds to 285, so I had to lose a lot of weight to get down there, and I was too fat in football anyway, and I was really heavy. Should have been a lot lighter than I was.
Come out of it nicked up, or you come out in pretty good shape?
I came out of it in pretty good shape, you know. I'd lifted all year pretty tough. So, not much bothers me, just ankles, that's about it.
Yeah, it's got to be, the lineman's got to be tough on your legs, and it's got to be tiring, too.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
just sure. wonder how much leg you've got left coming off of a football season and going into wrestling, because obviously, you know, your legs are important.
It's tough, because during the year I don't lift much, I just lift to maintain the strength, I don't lift to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, when I go from one sport to the other, it's like I need maybe a week or so off just to, like, recuperate somewhat.
Okay. What do you look for in the Invitational coming up this weekend?
I look for a good competition in every weight bracket. You know, usually the tough weight bracket's probably like 167, you know, around there. But the heavyweight, it's going to be a good heavyweight bracket. I look for myself to, I'll definitely place.
Okay, you expect to go against anybody you've wrestled before, or is this all going to be a new competition?
Well, I'm hoping to wrestle a kid named Collins from Capital. He beat me early on in the year, so
I kind of would like to get that one back, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of wish you had that one back?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, I want to thank you very much. We're going to take a break on Tomcat Talk here from the cafeteria at Teal College. You're listening to Variety 107 FM Tomcat Talk, and we'll be back right after this message.
The masters of the past and the innovators of the future.
The Greenville Trojan wrestlers are on a roll as more wrestling action comes your way this Thursday night on Variety 107 with the Trojans at home to face their backyard rivals, the Reynolds Raiders. Greenville Trojan Wrestling is brought to you by Northwest Distributing and Manufacturing, Campbell Peterson Trail and Turf, Hagen Anderson Financial Services, The Car Exchange, Stoyer's Nurseries, Teal College, Greenville Tire and Rubber, Brian Holshue Allstate Insurance Agency, Reinhardt Security Systems and Detective Agency, Anderson Coach and Tour, Greenville Comfort Systems, the Andrew H. Osborne III Funeral Home, Greenville Savings Bank, and Barnett Jeep Eagle. We'll have the warm-up around 6:40 with Greenville Trojan Wrestling action at about 7 on your home for Greenville Trojan Sports, Variety 107 FM, WEXC.
We now return you to Teal College's dining hall for more Tomcat Talk on Variety 107 FM WEXC.
Thank you, and welcome back to Teal College, the cafeteria at Teal College. I'm Scott Springfield, and we're here on Tomcat Talk after a vacation over the holidays, and we're talking Teal Metcat Wrestling, and I have another Teal wrestler with me. I have Jack Rice. How you doing tonight, Jack?
Pretty good.
Good. Tough practice today?
Decent, anyways.
Yeah. Pretty tough on you, huh?
Yeah, I just got just starting to get back into this stuff.
Well, I see, compared to the rest of the, compared to, say, Dustin's record, he's had 10 matches, you've only had 4. Any reason for that?
Yeah, I've been out of school for the last year and a half. I'm trying to get back into
kind of get back into school. You just restarted here at the beginning of the second semester?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you're, I understand you're from Cranberry.
Yes.
Up by Franklin.
Yes.
Okay. What weight class did you wrestle there when you were in high school?
135.
Okay, and you're at 141 here, so you come up a couple of pounds, but not really a big difference for you.
No, not really. Well, college is a big difference, but...
I can understand that. What are the differences? What are you finding different about college wrestling than high school wrestling? Since you've just come off a high school season and coming into a college season.
Well, what I find different about it is the moves are basically the same, just it's more technical. And the conditioning, you have to be in excellent condition in college. I found that out. So that's one of the two main differences that I found out so far. I've only had 4 matches, so I'm sure I'll learn more.
Did you feel like you were in pretty decent shape coming in, or are you finding out that you kind of let it go a little bit and you're kind of working yourself back in?
Well, I thought I was in pretty good shape until I got here anyways. Then I found out the real story.
Uh-huh. What are you taking in school here? What's your major?
Accounting. I'm trying to take up accounting and see how it goes from there.
Okay. So far this year, the competition that you've wrestled, you've got a 3-1 record. Tell us a little bit about your matches that you've had so far.
Well, the one loss I had, it came to a pretty tough kid, and I lost that by a move. I lost with 30 seconds in the match left at the last tournament, which set me back into the consies, so I had to wrestle back, and I won a few consolation bouts and placed third. And
that's a long road to hoe when you get in that consolation bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this the wrestler that you lost to? Are you expecting to meet him at the Invitational this weekend, or is he a past opponent that you won't see at the Invitational?
Well, I won't see him at the Invitational, but I'll see him again in the latter part of the season.
Okay, so it's somebody in the conference?
Yes, it's WNJ, so I'll see him. I think we wrestle him in a dual meet coming up. So I'm looking forward to that one.
All right, this being your freshman year, and of course you're just kind of getting into the swing of things here with college and college wrestling, what do you know about any of your upcoming opponents? Anything at all that anybody's been able to help you with, who you might be meeting and what you can expect?
Well, I take it as it comes. I know a few kids. The one kid I have in this tournament coming up is pretty good. I'm looking forward to wrestling him. He's one of the men I want to...